As part of Michigan Radio's ongoing election coverage, this week on Morning Edition, we're featuring interviews with candidates running for the state Supreme Court. This year, two of the seven seats are on the ballot. Joining me now is Megan Kavanaugh. She's an appellate attorney with a Detroit law firm. She also serves on the state's Attorney Grievance Commission, which investigates misconduct by lawyers. Megan Kavanaugh, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
America has a long history of political family dynasties, and I think it's fair to say that there's something of a love-hate relationship with them. Your uncle, Jerome Kavanaugh, was mayor of Detroit in the 1960s, and your father, Michael Kavanaugh, served as a justice on the Supreme Court in Michigan until 2015. There was even a case where you were an attorney ready to make arguments before the court, and your father recused himself because of that. What would you say to a voter who says, you know, maybe it's time for someone new, someone without these kinds of political connections?
Sure. No, I understand that. I don't think the reason to vote for me is because of who my dad is or because of who my uncle was. The reason to vote for me is because of who I am. And I have spent my career working in the courts and working on behalf of clients. I sort of jokingly say that in Michigan that, you know, you have to be practicing for 5 years before you can run for judge, I think perhaps to limit just running on a name. And I like to point out that I didn't run at 5 years or 10 years or 15 years. I'm running now after having earned the reputation and the experience and the credibility that's needed to do that incredibly important job.
I'd like to ask you about a recent Supreme Court ruling. The case was about the right to openly carry guns in schools. And in short, some districts have policies banning guns on school property. The opponents said the districts should not be able to have policies that violate state law. In the end, the court ruled in favor of the schools with a divided majority of liberal and conservative justices. Do you think there's anything we can learn from the Supreme Court ruling there or Michigan courts in general from the way that case played out?
Well, I think a couple of things. I was on the amicus committee for the negligence section of the State Bar of Michigan. We authored what they call a friend of the court brief. The brief itself just offered an interpretation or understanding of how the whole statutory scheme works in regulation of guns in Michigan. A couple things. I think the majority followed the rule of law. You know, I think it's encouraging that the vote wasn't necessarily along political lines because I don't think the court should be a political body. I think that the majority's decision, in addition to following the rule of law, you know, was the right decision of not deciding it on a basis that wasn't raised by the parties.
The Supreme Court is currently made up of five justices who had either the backing of the Republican Party or were nominated by Republican Governor Rick Snyder, and two justices who had the backing of the Democratic Party, which you also have. But the Associated Press notes that since the 2016-2017 term, nearly 60% of the court's rulings have been unanimous. What do you think that statistic says about the current court and its composition?
Well, I think that it is an improvement over the divide that has existed for a long time. You know, there was a time when that statistic was nowhere near 60%. But I think that moving more towards decisions where it's based upon the rule of law and the application of that to the facts and not based upon partisanship or political ideology, that is a better decision by the court.
Megan Kavanaugh is a candidate for the state Supreme Court. She joined me from Detroit. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.